by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her class is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Happy Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, here every Sunday morning at KSRO and streaming live also on KSRO. Joe, are we a Raiders pregame show again?
No, we have a week off today.
Oh,
we will
no
be
Raiders
again
today.
Next week. Yeah, the Raiders got a bye today, so they get to. They have the week off.
Okay, good. Well, that shows you how much I pay attention to sports. What do I know? Anyway, welcome. We're going to talk a little bit today about numbers. And obviously, you know, every week we talk a little bit, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on what's happening as far as active, you know, what's on the market. You know, a lot of people think, and a lot of parts of the country, things start to slow down as we head into, you know, fall and in towards the end of the year. But really here in Sonoma County, we have such great weather, and we really see a lot of activity in the last quarter of the year. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, what's going on with that. Interest rates, where are we with that? Stay tuned. We'll talk some more about that. And then, you know, I think it's the 17th coming up this week is the 30-year anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. Can you believe it was 30 years ago? So where were you?
I have that problem.
I know. Yeah, 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, which really did, you know, most of its damage in San Francisco, were that. You know, every time when I go to the city and I think about, you know, when you go down to the Embarcadero, it's so different than it used to be, where it had that double-decker freeway that collapsed during the earthquake. And it's hard to imagine that, because I grew up in the area, Marin County, so I've definitely spent some time in San Francisco in my younger years and before 89. And so when you go back, it's so crazy to see in that whole Marina district where it you know, the buildings kind of collapsed on top of each other. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of earthquake safety. Actually, Sonoma County has, you know, it's Emergency Preparedness Week. So kind of a double. We're not only the 30-year anniversary of the Loma Prieta quake, we're also the two-year anniversary of the Tubbs Nuns, all of, you know, the firestorm that went through Sonoma County. We are at the two-year anniversary of that too, and it's Emergency Preparedness Week. So talk a little bit about that, kind of making sure your home is safe and things that you can do to keep to check, well, not only when you're buying a home, but also just, you know, living in your home and what to keep on hand and have a little bit of information on that, some interesting discovery and history. If you've been following along out at Tomales Bay, they actually discovered a mammoth molar out there, a tooth of a mammoth. Did you hear that, Joe? Tomales Bay. So if you are into dinosaurs, well, not really a dinosaur, but, you know, historical mammoth, I thought that was kind of interesting. And they're in all out there. They've found in the past too at Bodega. They've found, so we have an interesting history here in Sonoma County, which has absolutely nothing to do with real estate, but I thought it was interesting. So there's an article in the, I think it was in the Press Democrat about that. Anyway, so lots of stuff to talk about today. What, you know, like I think I mentioned what's happening with the interest rates. And then just getting your house prepared for fall and for selling. And like I said, we are here in Sonoma County. This really, in my experience, has been one of my busier quarters in, you know, the whole time I've been in real estate. It really, we have such mild winters and fall. And I'm seeing an uptick, and I think it's a combination of, you know, that 2 year anniversary and people still deciding whether they're going to build or they're going to buy. And there are a lot of buyers out looking, I'm at homes. So it's a combination of that, low interest rates, and the fact that we had such hot, miserable weather in August. And then also a lot of people were out of town. You know, a lot of people went on vacation that last, you know, last hurrah before school started. So it's kind of a little bit of a different market this year. Whereas usually late summer, you know, that's when people want to make that move because of school. But I think it was a little different this year. And anyway, so we'll talk some more about that when we come back. But I want to tell you about an open house. I will be actually a couple of things. And I mentioned last week, and then I forgot to ask about it. But I have some buyers that are still looking for a property out in Sebastopol or, you know, Forestville, West County, Northwest or Southwest Santa Rosa, anything pretty much west of the 101. They have jobs and you know, school and stuff going on in West County, so they want to stay in that area. So, but they're looking for some little bit of land, country property. And, you know, as we talk about things kind of we're slowing down a little, in Sebastopol, we're really, you know, country property is still a really hot commodity. And if you have a country property, or if you know of anything, or if you're a realtor listening and you have something coming up, I've got some buyers that are really anxious to find a place with a little bit of land. It doesn't have to be a full acre, although that would be nice. And doesn't have to be a huge house, doesn't have to be in perfect condition. They don't mind doing some work. So I'd love to hear if you have something that you might be thinking about putting on the market, or you know, if you're just curious about the value and if it would work. Might be a great match for the buyers that I have right now. So, and even if not my buyers, there are a lot of buyers out there right now looking for that little piece of country property in Sonoma County. So if you have that, I'd definitely be interested in talking to you. And you can call me directly about that at 799-3617. Anyway, and then I will be out in an open house today at 165 Massimo Circle. You know, still working on this one. And I, you know, it's a great property and I really encourage you to come out and look at it. It's a huge house, big, tall ceilings, three bedrooms with, three bedrooms each have their own bathroom. And then there's a half bathroom downstairs, huge kitchen. That's just, really open to the rest of the house, for great for entertaining, central vacuum, dual zone heat and air conditioning. And, two driveways, a pass-through garage. You can actually open both ends of it and drive through, and then a third bay as well. It's just a great property, and I'd love to have somebody come out and take a look at it today. While I do, I actually was really busy yesterday. I had a really busy, last week, really busy open house. There's a lot of people out looking. It does need some updating, but it's in beautiful condition. Just, you know, 1980s condition, but really has withstood the test of time. It was built with lots of quality construction and really quality features. So it's an interesting property. I encourage you to come take a look at it. It's 165 Massimo Circle. If you can't get out to the open house, you can always either talk to me or talk to a realtor you're working with about getting out there to take a look at it. It's priced at $1,195,000. Almost 3,000 square feet, I think 29 something, I can't remember. Anyway, I encourage you to come out today. Joe, did we have a call? Okay, so we're going to take a break, and then we have a caller. So hang on the line, caller. I don't know who it is, but hang on the line. We'll be right back. This is Allison Norman with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back after the break.
Ah, I mean, it feels so weird to say the Niners are in first place in the NFC West. What's even weirder is they're unbeaten. I certainly didn't expect that.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO. And then you can always go back and look at the podcast if you missed some information. That's at KSRO.com. You can also stream live at KSRO.com. But if you want to, if you miss it live, the podcasts are there. It's under shows and then Ask the Expert and then look for Allison Norman Real Estate. And that would be me and the Real Estate Hour. So you can always find us there. We have Lucas on the line from Santa Rosa. Had a question about home values. Hi, Lucas.
Yeah, good morning. I want to ask you about, you know, when you consider the things that make Sonoma County an attractive place to live in and or to move to, how do you see the power shutoff affecting that as being an attractive place, especially when we're told there's going to be so many more of them?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's it's a good question, but I think, I mean, it's such a widespread, like, you know, why it's not just, it was what, 33 counties in all of California. So it was a lot, you know, and I think it's going to be a lot. And I think I don't think it's just the power shutoff is definitely an issue that we're all going to have to live with. Unfortunately, but so is the threat of fire, and that, you know, I think that has been, I think it's been an issue a little bit as far as people looking at property and keeping that in mind, that there is going to be one, that there's the new insurance for wildfire. If you're in that wildfire area, you have to have supplemental insurance because none of the insurance companies will insure the property, so you have to, it's kind of like a flood insurance, it's similar to that, it's an additional insurance. So that I think has been an issue too, and people kind of looking around at properties and going, oh, there's a lot of trees and there's, you know, it's in a fire area, and so that's been a concern. I don't know if, you know, I guess it'll be something to keep an eye on and see if that affects people coming into the county. But I think it may be even more of just a whole California thing. And it really does bring to light, I think, to other people in other areas that we really do have a big problem here with wildfire. And, you know, we see it every year with the fires. I don't like what, you know, PG&E is doing. I think we need to find another solution. And it sounds like the, you know, government officials are kind of trying. I don't know what the solution is, but as far as affecting, I don't know how to answer your question. As far as affecting a value in Sonoma County, I think it falls in with the whole picture of the fire, you know, the issue with wildfire in Sonoma County. And I think people are looking at where a home sits and if it's in a more fire, you know, hazardous location. Whether that's going to affect value or not, you know, I don't know. I think the insurance piece of it could have an effect. I don't know if the fact that, you know, the PG&E was turned off would be an effect or not. I don't know. I don't know if I'm answering your question very well at all. But what are your thoughts on it? Do you think do you live in an area where did you lose your power?
Well, of course, and in areas that are affected by the fires, and
yeah,
even if you don't get burned out, we're still affected by the smoke And then by the trauma that all the people, you know, so many friends and family that we've experienced has gone through, it's all been horrible.
Right.
So, that's got to affect, I would think.
I think it's all...
People wanting to be here.
Yeah, I think it's all, you know, a big bundle. But, you know, including that, the PG&E, that, you know, it just kind of adds one more layer to it. You know, the fire hazard, the extra insurance. And now, you know, it's an area where the PG&E is shut off. And I don't know if it's going to, what it's going to look like going forward, if it's going to be the same areas every time. I'm in the west side of Santa Rosa. My PG&E did not get turned off. And it seemed like it was more of an east side. So is that, it's a good question. Is that going to affect, I don't know if it's home values, maybe just make it a little, you know, I think people are paying attention to that. And I don't know, you know, I would imagine Sonoma County will probably add a disclosure at some point into, you know, we have, or not Sonoma County, but the Realtor Association, you know, we have, I think it's 22 pages now. Every time anything happens, they add something in. And I believe they have added in or are working on adding in that wildfire zone, you know, that requires additional insurance or a different type of insurance. And it's just going to be a disclosure, I think, when you go to sell your house that you have to give to the buyer saying, hey, you know, this is where our house is located. There are, you know, and there's the natural hazard disclosure that everybody is required, a seller is required to purchase and provide to a buyer that would show where, what zone you're in. And I don't know, maybe that PG&E, if this becomes a regular thing, maybe that'll have to be something that's disclosed.
Well, do you think they turned the power off this time because there was a real fire danger, or they were just trying to do a test to find out how people would react to it?
Who knows? I don't know. I think, you know, there's a lot of different theories to that, you know. I don't know if I want to get that political. I'll reserve my opinion of that. Anyway, I appreciate you bringing up that topic, and it's a really good question. And I think we'll have to watch it and see if it becomes a disclosure and affects values. So thanks for the call, and you know, maybe I could answer your question better after one season of seeing how it's affected things. I think it's kind of too broad of a picture to look at right now.
You know what I think is interesting? You mentioned fires, and you started the show out talking about the 30th anniversary of the earthquake.
Uh-huh.
And that used to be the number one in California.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was in the Navy, and this, we're talking 40 years ago, somebody asked me, how can you live in California with all the earthquakes?
Yeah.
And I said, earthquakes never...
I know, we grew up that way.
I mean, you call it, they call it the Loma Prieta earthquake. I call it the World Series earthquake, because
it was
the World Series.
You're right.
That's really the biggest annoyance I had over any earthquake, really.
Yeah,
And I knock on wood. I know I've been lucky. And
yeah.
I even got lucky this week. My power... didn't go
yours didn't
once.
Either
no,
yeah
no.
Yeah, mine didn't either,
unlike the station here.
Right. Yeah, but we have a generator, don't we? Well, thank you for the call, and it is an interesting topic, and I think you're right as well. Earthquake has always, I mean, we grew up here where they had earthquake drills, you know, at school.
Right.
You had to get under
and
your
they
desk
were predicting and we were going to fall into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? I do.
I remember. So, you know, those of you that did lose your power and that you're in the area, you know, recovery areas or the threat of fire, it's an interesting time. And it will be, you know, I hope that they find a solution and this doesn't become the normal where we just have our power shut off randomly. I don't like that PG&E has all that power to be able to do that. And I think there's a lot of talk about that as to where that needs to. Something needs to change there. Anyway, going underground with all the cables would be the solution, but the cost is prohibitive, from what I understand, or it's what they say anyway. So we'll leave it at that without getting political. So anyway, I don't know. So, you know, it's an interesting thing. And that is, you know, disclosures in California and Sonoma County, there's, when you sell your house, there is a huge packets, one for the county that you live in, And then one for the state of you know, so there's a statewide buyer and seller advisory, and then there's a Sonoma County or Marin County or Lake County or Mendocino County, depending on where you're selling. Sonoma County is now, I think it's at 22 pages now. So every time there's any little change or incident or a lawsuit or something that has happened that they feel that is important, the California Association of Realtors and the North Bay Association of Realtors as well, it goes into this thing. And so what, you know, it started at, you know, a couple pages, and then it went, I think when I started, it was like 8 pages, and then it went up to 10 and then 12. And I believe it's at 22 now. I'm not looking at one, but, and there may be some information in there about, there'll be, you know, that may become a disclosure. So there's a lot of disclosures about, you know, farmland, about, the right to farm in Sonoma County, about, underground power lines, about, you know, and then there's the natural hazard disclosure too. That is another disclosure. We California is the land of many disclosures. So there are a lot of disclosures. And I believe that, you know, that is going to have to be one of them. And, you know, another thing with drainage, is another big one too, as we head into the rainy season. Joe, do we have time for our call?
Yeah.
Okay. We have another call. Linda?
Comment on last call.
Okay, Linda in Santa Rosa. Hi, Linda.
Yes.
Hi, were you commenting on the last call?
Yes, I was. This is something that my brother-in-law used to always say. If you're living in the trees, you better expect the fire.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed, too, driving around Santa Rosa is, and I'm sure it's out in the other areas too, people have trees on their property near the power lines, and they should be responsible for trimming those trees back.
Yeah. I think PG&E is supposed to do that. They actually have easements to where they can go onto your property to maintain things. And there was a whole thing where where it goes through Oakmont and it goes up over Grange Road and all that. There was a huge thing a few years ago where they were going to come just cut back this huge swath to remove trees. And there was this big uproar from everybody. But it's really their duty, I think, to do it. But you're right. If they haven't come through, then as a homeowner, you know, I'd be out there cutting back the tree to make sure. And then, but I don't know, then is there an issue where now, you know, what if the branch falls and hits while you're cutting it? I think you probably need to check with PG&E before you do that. But I think you're right. I think that's something that, you know, maybe we can work together. And if PG&E isn't getting out there, either call PG&E and say, hey, there's the power lines are in the trees. Can you get out here? And if they don't, then maybe work on it. But I think you need to be careful with that. But you're right. And when there's trees, that's that whole defensible space where you need to cut back to your house. But anyway, thanks for bringing that up. We're going to have to go to a break and go to the news. So thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. We'll be back. We still have a little time. We have 30 seconds. Anyway, no, I think you're right. When you buy a house, there's an easement, you know, you get your preliminary title report and you get an easement, and you can get an easement map even that shows exactly where the easement is. And there's almost always a utility easement. So, you know, check on that. If PG&E should be coming in and trimming the trees, you give them a call and make sure they do that. If not, you know, maybe check with them about doing it yourself. Good point. We'll talk about it more when we get back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
President Trump now saying he's pushing for strong sanctions on Turkey for its attacks on Kurds in northern Syria near the border. ABC's Ian Pannell is there.
We know that 200,000 people have been pushed out on the move, ISIS prisoners have escaped, and hundreds of people have been killed. And we're seeing some gruesome videos which now seem to suggest that there is de facto ethnic cleansing taking place by radical Islamist groups who were backed by Turkey who have been pushed in on the ground.
The head of the mostly Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces tells a U.S. diplomat that unless the U.S. stops Turkey from attacking, the SDF will strike a deal with Russia. One person still missing at the site of the partially collapsed hotel in New Orleans. Two construction workers confirmed dead. Their bodies are trapped on site because the structure is too unstable to permit a rescue crew to go in there. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We've confirmed the fatalities as it relates to two. Still one remains confirmed.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Hey, where were you last year?
What happened to your hair?
Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
I like some cookies.
Pizza.
Popcorn.
Chocolate donuts.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Potato chips.
Marshmallows.
That's why they have you.
Cotton candy.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. To learn more, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you, and you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Highs to be in the 70s for a while. Today, high of 73, 63 along the coast with partly cloudy skies. Mostly clear tonight, low 42, 44 on the shores. Tomorrow, high of 75, 63 in Bodega Bay with mostly sunny conditions. Tuesday, a few clouds do come in, but still the high of 75. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO. And we were talking about PG&E power outage and had a call about cutting the tree. Is the music still playing, Joe? Way in the background. Cutting back power lines and brought up defensible space. And it is your responsibility to cut back, especially out in the country. They actually started doing site reviews and visits where they would come out and check your house to make sure you're following the rules with that defensible space. Cutting back to 100 feet and keeping your trees trimmed. And that's for fire safety. But it also brings up a good, and our caller brought up a good point about, cutting back the trees around the power lines. If you do have power lines near your house and it's your tree, I think there's some shared responsibility. And it's a good question, and I don't know for sure what the responsibility is. I would think, you need to be careful because you don't want to be, doing any work around high power lines and risk, dropping a branch on a power line or something. But, if you can get out there and trim your tree, I would check with the PG&E and say, because they have an easement. If you have a power line near your house, They have an easement actually to come on your property and do things, and they, you know, actually have the right to come in and cut back trees. And even there was a big, I don't know what it was, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe three, I don't know, time eludes me sometimes, but anyway, it was a big deal where they were going to come back and cut out trees and make this huge wide swath of, you know, coming onto people's properties, removing, you know, multiple trees to keep them away from this, the high power lines that come up over, they go through Oakmont and they go over Grange. I think it's all the same power line. But anyway, it was a big deal. So I would check if you have power lines near your house or on your property, going across your property, and if a tree is dangerously close, I would let PG&E know, for one thing. I don't know whose responsibility it is. Maybe it's kind of a dual responsibility, but it would be good to find out. But just be careful if you're going to do it yourself. So we got a little sidetracked, but it was good. Good stuff. Just real quickly, I want to go over the numbers because we kind of try and follow along every week. So active on the market homes that you can go look at today, there's 1,079 in Sonoma County. So that's all of Sonoma County, all the price points. But, you know, obviously if you're looking for something in that lower price point, or if like my clients right now out in Sebastopol looking for a country property, you know, they're popping up very few and far between. But, you know, there are properties on the market. And a lot of people think that we slow down as we head into the fall. We really don't. In my history, you know, my experience, it's a busy season. And if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, it's a good time to do that. And I wanted to talk about a few tips of things and why it's a great time to be putting your house on the market, because, you know, how fun is it to decorate for fall, you know, and all the smells and all the, you know, the pretty colors and all that. So, things that you can do to get your house ready in the fall. We'll talk about that in a minute. But numbers, 1,079 active on the market, 107 condos. You know, sorry, but I couldn't find my numbers from last year. But I think, I mean, last week, but I think that was, I think it was more like 80 last week. So some have come on the market in condos. And condos, you know, as we talked about that last week as well, as the prices go up, condos become a more desirable commodity, really only because, not only because, a lot of people move into a condo because they don't want the big house and they want somebody else to maintain everything and they can just live there. But for a lot of people, condo is that first step to homeownership, especially when the price points start getting up to where buying a house just isn't going to work. When the low price of a house in Sonoma County is, you know, very hard to find anything under $400,000, you know, unless it's a, you know, needs a lot of work. And then at that point, you probably can't get financing on it. So now we're looking at condos in that price point. And with the FHA rules kind of loosening a little bit on that condos, where they can actually do a site review or site individual qualification for FHA rather than having to qualify the entire complex, that makes it easier to buy a condo with FHA financing, which has always been a big issue. We had to find out if it was a condo or a PUD, if it was going to have FHA financing. There are very few condominium complexes that are that qualify or approve for FHA financing, whereas with this new rule, They can look at the individual condo. They're still going to look at the whole complex, and there are rules as far as how many rentals there can be, how many how many investors there can be, what the condition of the HOA is, and if there's any lawsuits or anything pending. So there's a lot of things, but they're still going to look at that, but they don't have to approve the entire complex. They can just approve the condo. So anyway, so there's 107 condos across the county available right now on the market to go take a look at. Across the price points, too. And then 38 multiple units, 2 to 4 units, 38. So if you're looking for a duplex, triplex, fourplex, in Sonoma County, there's 38 available right now. So, you know, and that's it's a great way to build your investment portfolio. And, you know, duplex, if you or a house with a second unit, you know, if you're looking up to a certain price point and you find a place that has another unit on it, you know, maybe a house with a granny unit, you can up that price point. You talk to your lender, but you can qualify for a higher loan if they can take into effect the rent that you could get from a second unit. So if it's a duplex or a house with a granny unit, or, you know, two houses on a property, you can use, and depending on the lender and you know what type of loan you're getting, you can use a portion of that rent towards your income. That way you can up what you can qualify for a loan. So sometimes that's a good way to go. If you're not finding what you want, look for something with an extra unit that's maybe a little bit higher price point, and they can offset that, and sometimes that'll help. mobile homes, again, another mobile home, kind of similar to condos. I think those are up a little bit too. There's 97 mobile homes available. What you need to watch for with mobile homes is the park rent, because you know, $150,000 mobile home sounds very appealing to some. If you're just priced out of everything here in Sonoma County, or you're paying too much rent, you go, I'm just going to buy a mobile home. One, they're hard to get financing on, although there are some lenders, very few, but there are some that will finance a mobile home. But the other is, you really need to, two things. You have to qualify for the park. So you're not just buying the mobile home, but you have to qualify for the rent in the park. And, you know, if you have some, credit issues, that could be a problem when you go to apply for that. And then also, some of them, there's a couple down in Petaluma, they're like $1,200 a month, you know, so $600 a month, $700, $800. You just need to just think through the whole thing. Like I said, $150,000, $200,000 for a mobile home sounds great, but if you need to look what the park rent is going to be and what the park rules are, and there's all of that that's mixed in with it. So it's a great way to go if it works for you, whether you're downsizing or as a stepping stone into your first home. Anyway, and then we're keeping an eye on the residential lots. There's 370. That number's been remaining pretty steady. 71 lots available in the 03 and 04 neighborhoods, which are mostly fire lots. Not all of them. There are a few that are just residential lots for sale. But most of those in that 03 and 04 are going to be your fire lots. So there's 71. That number's staying pretty consistent too. And the big concern was that we're going to see an influx of kind of a flood in the market of too many lots for sale as people decided to sell their lots instead of build on them, as we're at the two-year mark and the insurance money has gone away. I haven't heard. I don't know if anybody has heard. I haven't heard who, if any, of the other insurance companies stepped up. It was State Farm and was it State Farm or Farmers? One's a bad guy, one's a good guy. I can never remember. I'm sorry. I think I have Farmers insurance, and State Farm is the one that was not good. I have insurance with one who did say, okay, we will extend that out. And then anyway, so I haven't heard of anybody, if the other ones stepped up. It would be interesting to know. I tried to find some information. I haven't even seen any stories on it. So if you know, maybe you can call and tell me who the good guys are that we should be buying insurance from, who did the right thing, stepped it up, and extended that out. Anyway, so interest rates, as we head into quarter four, interest rates are staying low, and all predictions are pointing in the direction of that they are going to stay low. So We'll we'll take a break. I'll come back. I'll tell you a little bit about interest rates, what's happening, and why it's a good thing as we head into fall. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app, available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, we're back. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO. So join us every week for interesting tidbits. we're either talking about community or we're talking about real estate, and it all kind of rolls in together, and we talk about sports a little bit. So we will, what'd you say, Joe? We'll be the pregame show next week.
Yeah, the Raiders have the week off, so
okay, so Raiders
next
pregame
week
next week.
We'll be the pregame for the Raiders and the Packers.
All righty. So tune in. So quickly, we'll go through, you know, interest rates are just, you know, crazy low still. And I had printed it up. But basically, so all three, you know, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, this was something from Forbes, I think I pulled it up. But anyway, they're all predicting that interest rates are going to stay low, you know, well into at least into the 2020 quarter one. And especially as, you know, we head into an election year, usually interest rates kind of stay low for that. But they're down, you know, 3.7, 3.4. They're really low interest rates. I'm not going to go through the whole list of interest rates, but just, you know, I actually heard from a client who bought earlier this year, and they're going to refinance, and they're going to save about, $350 a month refinancing, because the rates went down that much just since when they've purchased. And you know, you got to look at the overall picture of what's it going to cost you to refinance, and will you recoup that cost? And a lot of lenders will just, roll it into a new one, and there's minimal cost. So check into that. Refinances are way up. A lot of people are taking advantage of these low rates. And it's predicted that they're about a point lower, about a percentage lower than they were last year. 1.06% since just 1 year ago, it says. So average rate, 3.65 on a 30-year fixed rate. It's crazy low. So you're crazy not to go buy a house if you have the funds. And if you had been pre-qualified even at the beginning of this year, and you were, you know, only qualified up to whatever, say $400,000, and you're going, well, there's nothing I can afford to buy at $400,000 except for a condo, and I don't want to do that. You know, I would say look again and talk to your lender again. If you don't have a good lender, talk to me and I'll hook you up with a good lender. There's a lot of them out there, and you know, see what you qualify for now and then get out there and start shopping. This is fall is a beautiful season in Sonoma County. We really do. I think we hold the market way into December and January, and then it kind of starts to decline a little bit. You know, country properties, when it starts to rain, nobody wants to go look at a muddy, mucky property in the rain. So a lot of times those kind of fall off the market, but we don't really start getting our rainy season till the end of the year. At least, you know, that's the way kind of the trend has been the last 10 years. I mean, we've been having beautiful winters. You know, the coast, it's the best time of the year out on the coast. If you have a coastal property, definitely a good time to put it on the market. So some tips for selling your home in autumn, you know, clean your yard. Leaves are going to start falling. Clean up those leaves. And also if you have a house that, you know, a yard that looked beautiful in the spring and summer, lots of blooms, it's probably starting, unless you've planted strategically to where now it looks beautiful in the fall. You know, cut back those overgrown, the vegetation, the roses that have kind of are kind of done for the year. I have beautiful hydrangea out in front of my house, but it's kind of done for the year. So I'm getting ready to cut mine back. And you know, just clean up the yard there. And that's a good tip anytime, but as we head into fall. And then also just for fire safety, clean your gutters as the leaves start falling. You make sure you clean those leaves out of your gutter, because that is one of the number one causes of fire spreading is an ember falls into the gutter and there's leaves, dried leaves, redwood, whatever those are, the little redwood, what are those called? The little things that come off the redwood tree. They're not really leaves, but needles. They're like pine needles. Anyway, those can also spread a fire. So make sure you keep that cleaned out. It's a fun time to start decorating for fall in your house. Clean out your fireplace. If you use it, keep it clean so it doesn't smell like a fire when you walk in the house. You know, as you head towards Christmas, you keep it a little low-key on the Christmas decorating when you're putting your house on the market, because not everyone celebrates Christmas, for one thing, and it could be a little overkill for that. But it's a fun time to decorate. Put out the pumpkins, put out the cinnamon spice smelly good stuff. And if the weather starts cooling down, which it is, you know, keep your heater on. I can't tell you how many times I'll be showing, you know, I'll show five or six properties in a day. The houses, no matter what, really, if they fit the person's need or not, the houses people remember the most and tend to like the most are the ones that they felt comfortable in. And that was, it wasn't the freezing cold vacant house. It was the nicely warm, the scents, the smells, but really more than anything else, the warm. They had the heater on. We walked in out of the cold and they went, oh, it feels so good in here. And it really leaves an impact when you're a buyer looking for a home. So some little tips on things to do in autumn. Turn the lights on when you leave. If you know you're going to have a showing, turn some lights on, because as we head into winter, it gets a little darker. And then check your cobwebs around your doors and sweep the leaves that may have, you know, a lot of people don't use their front doors. You go in through the garage with the remote control and you don't even look at your front door, but you know where we're going to put the lockbox when we put your house on the market is either at your front door or sometimes on a gas meter or somewhere, but the buyer's going to be standing at the front door waiting for the door to open and they're going to be looking around. So make sure you walk to your front door as if you're a buyer. Take that path that the buyer is going to take to your front door and check for things like that. Clean up cobwebs, leaves, fix all the scratches on your front door if you have any. Check for tripping hazards on the pathway to your front door as well. Cracks in the concrete, raised areas, all of that stuff is good to keep an eye on for your front door. And that's not just fall information, but that's anytime. Keep an eye on that. Did I cover everything I wanted to cover? Well, we talked about rates. We talked about PG&E. We talked about earthquakes. So I mentioned at the beginning, A couple things, which I thought was really interesting, is the mammoth molar that was found out at Tomales. And it's really interesting to me that, and I hadn't heard this, and I know Mike Kelly probably would have known all about it because he was such a historian. But there was actually a mammoth jaw bone that was found out of Bodega Bay with a tooth attached back in the 70s. So this was an area where there were lots of animals roaming. But what's interesting and what the link to the earthquake thing we were talking about is that this was normally, this had been during the Ice Age. So they were thought to have been among numerous long extinct beasts who roamed broad coastal prairies that extended out far beyond the Farallon Islands, which is now 27 miles offshore. And the whole Tomales Bay is actually divided by the San Andreas Fault. And the bay floor that's there now was once part of a valley miles inland from the ocean. So it's just interesting. We do move around over the years. Things move. So that's on the long, you know, the long run. But really, you know, as far as earthquakes go, we are in an earthquake zone. Pretty much, you know, when you get your natural hazard disclosure, when you sell your house or you're a buyer. Your seller's going to hand you this, or their agent is going to hand you this natural hazard disclosure, which goes over several things. Fire hazard. Are you in a flood zone? Are you in now this new wildland fire area? Gas lines. There's a whole bunch of things on this natural hazard disclosure. And another one is, are you in a fault zone? Or an earthquake zone? And, you know, pretty much all of Sonoma County is. We actually were the epicenter of the 1906 earthquake. A lot of people, you know, San Francisco was so affected by it. It's thought of as the San Francisco earthquake, but it really it caused a ton of damage in Santa Rosa. So this month is Earthquake Preparedness Month, and the county of Sonoma is doing some things to help you know, remind people. And I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned just now, it's also the 30-year anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake, which was pretty devastating to San Francisco. But really, like Joe, like you mentioned, we all, if you grew up in this area and you grew up in California, earthquake and earthquake education was part of your school life. It was part of your home life. Things that we talked about, and now we talk more about fire, but we need to remember that there's also earthquake. So the County of Sonoma has some good information and... darn it! I'm not seeing the link. But if you go to the County of Sonoma and look up how to keep safe in Earthquake Preparedness Month, and I'll post it on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook, and I'll post that link. But there's some good information on, and you know, putting together emergency preparedness and you know, it's interesting how everybody kind of panicked when we were told they were going to turn the power off. And really, you know, we should be ready already for that. And myself included, talking to myself, you know, where are the batteries for the flashlights? Where are the flashlights? Do we have candles? Do we have backup water supply? Although, you know, unless you live on a well, you don't need a backup water supply.
Candles not a good idea.
Yeah.
Because
you're right.
Fire
and you're right. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to run out of time, but keep yourself safe. Prepare that earthquake kit. Look on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and I'll post some more information there. We'll see you next week. It's been a fun show. Talk to you soon. See you next week. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. About a week after President Trump decided that U.S. troops would stand aside and pull out of the area in northern Syria near Turkey, the Turkish military has been attacking the Kurds in that area, a group that helped the U.S. fight ISIS.